Here's a quick roundup of news you need to know today, Sunday, September 12, 2021. The Philippines reports a new record high of 26,303 infections on Saturday. This brings the total tally to 2.206 million. Over 185,000 are active cases, the highest since April 17. The positivity rate remains over 27% for the ninth straight day. 79 people have died while 160,000 have recovered. Two labs failed to submit data. A security analyst says the Philippines must further strengthen its counter-terrorism efforts following Afghanistan's takeover by the Taliban. Philippine Institute for Peace, Violence and Terrorism Research Chairman Romel Manlawi says terrorists consider the Philippines fertile ground for extremists. He adds local and international terror groups manage to interact with each other despite the COVID-19 pandemic. Banlawi cites an encounter last month in Lanao del Sur between the military and remnants of the Mauti group. He says these militants are funded by terror group Islamic State. Former Chief of the Philippine National Police, Debold Sinas, is appointed Undersecretary in the Office of the President. This was confirmed by Executive Secretary Salvador Medaldea. Sinas stepped down from his post in May after he reached the mandatory retirement age of 56. Controversy hit Sinas even before becoming PNP chief after he was criticized for flouting lockdown rules when he celebrated his birthday. The Commission on Higher Education seeks an expansion of face-to-face classes for college students. CHED Chairman Prospero De Vera insists selected college courses need to return to physical classes in areas under modified general community quarantine. Currently, only medical and health-related courses are allowed to hold face-to-face classes. The latest CHED proposal would also include other courses like engineering, hospitality, tourism, and maritime programs. And that's your latest news alert. For more stories, go to news.abs-cbn.com and iwanttfc.tv.